Recess back into regular session, public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
We have motion carried back in public session for public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. In those cases, the County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendation. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Mr. President, the first hearing today on the schedule is conditional use number 2163, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This was filed on behalf of William McQueen Jr. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.6408 acres, more or less, lying on the north side of Broadkill Road, Route 16, approximately 670 feet west of Reynolds Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 4.01. The 911 address is 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton. Staff would note at that Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 28th of this year. At that time, a number of items were included into the record. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their April 11th meeting, they did recommend denial of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 6. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant or the applicant's representative here? Would you come forward, please? Yes, give us your full name and address, please.
William H. McQueen, Jr., 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Okay. And if you want to go ahead and explain why you believe the council should grant this application, you may want to address some of the things that planning and zoning stated.
The main concern was parking. So what we've done is reconfigured, which I have a copy here of our plat of how we can park.
Okay, thank you.
So instead of parking anywhere else, we can put 51 cars on our lot and still have a tent for a venue.
Okay. You may want to go ahead and explain your application, what you're hoping to do there. Don't just, even though everything that was said at planning and zoning is in the record, you still want to recap that.
All right. We are a five-room bed and breakfast, and we opened up a year ago, April 1st, and we would like to do wedding venues for 100 and under guests.
Okay. Is there an existing driveway on the property that
yes.
you would use?
And Del Dot's already done the traffic inspection.
Okay. For the wedding venue, are you building a new building?
No, it's going to be tents. So the tents will go up per wedding and then come right back down.
Janelle?
Yes.
I'm going to assume with parking spaces, there's a certain size they need to be.
Yes, the standard parking space is 9 feet by 18 feet.
It looks like this is an awful lot of spaces in a small area.
We did 10 by
20?
18.
10
20,
by 18.
Because
okay.
it's 100 feet by 60 feet.
If it's approved, they would have to verify that there's adequate parking on the site per a site plan showing that they could provide the parking. Based on this, it doesn't look like there's drive aisles. So people, if they pull in, they'd be there until somebody else backed out.
Can't we get the that drawing, I mean, the scale by some engineering or somebody before we approve it?
If you so choose and you would like to that could be something that you would leave the record open for, is for a surveyor or engineering firm to provide a site plan showing parking on the property, if that is the concern of
well, just
the council.
Like, to me, it's like a small area with a lot of cars parked in this thing. I'm not sure they are all to scale to whatever it is. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not. This first look at it, it looks like there's a lot of cars in a small area.
Understood. Yeah, that's the first time I'm
like
getting
said,
a good look at
guy,
that.
The guy parked up against the hedgerow there, or trees, he might be there for a long time.
Yes.
Because he's going to come early, leave late.
Yeah.
First in, first out, last out.
Right.
Shoo.
Be first in, last out.
Yeah. Okay.
The... if you're planning for 100, but you got 52 parking spots, how?
Two per car. And then sometimes there's family where there could be four people per car.
Could have one.
True.
What is our code?
I'm just looking that up, so.
And since you're looking up the parking issue, the other question would be, is there a requirement for drive aisles between the cars?
So typically there is. They could get away with a one-way drive aisle between the parking spaces, which would be a minimum of 10 to 11 feet.
So that would substantially decrease the number of spots that are there.
The code does not have a specific parking requirement for an event venue or a wedding, but we would go with what would be the closest, and I'm just trying to.
And if we were to do this, can we require a parking attendant or something like that, or someone to help park these vehicles in proper?
Well, and I guess we could, but I think the downside of that would be we would not have someone up to enforce that. I mean, we'd have to have somebody watch that ever, all the time or something.
So we could use theaters and community centers and assembly halls, which would be one for every four fixed seats or one for every 50 square feet of floor area that would have the movable seats. So if the tent would have up to 100, then it would be one for every 50, it'd be based on the square footage of the tent for that parking requirement. So at this point, we could that would be a similar of use. So it would be one for every 50 square feet of floor area for rooms having movable seats. So it would be the square footage of the tent. So depending on the size of the tent would then dictate the number of parking spaces.
Is the tent going to be there permanently?
No.
The tent size could change every event you have.
Yeah, because if there's only 80 people, then the tent's going to be smaller.
Do you know what size the tent's going to be?
Well, I think the maximum would be 10, it's 60 by 40 is what holds 100.
Which would require 48 parking spaces.
What is the, at planning and zoning, you had an agreement across the street, or do you own the property across?
No, we, where it says 2603, that gentleman owns that and 2606. And he was letting us use 2606 for parking. And they turned that down, or denied. You know, because we're even willing to hire a guard, a professional guard to direct traffic, people across the street. Because on Saturday evenings and afternoon, the traffic isn't as bad as it is on Friday night and Saturday morning. That was the original plan.
Could the Betts's home, is that the Betts's farm next to you?
It's Argo, but the...
Argo. Have you approached them about maybe buying a little more land? Or?
I approached the Wells, because right now they lease from the Argos.
Right.
And I didn't want to go through all of that until I was to the point that I could get approval, because if I can't get approval, I didn't want to. Because we talked to him about a year and a half ago, because according to our real estate agent, we could put a tent up for 3 days without approval, but since we moved in, we found different. And we approached them, but it was...
Just looks like if they would lease or sell you enough land to square up that lot, you might have what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any more questions from council?
What is the, there's a limit on the number of events I saw on the notes. I'm trying to get to the notes. Did you?
Somebody said that. That wasn't me. I had not heard of that.
But did you offer a number of weddings that you're planning?
I mean, we were hoping to do maybe 10 a year and only on Saturdays. Because one of them had asked him something about a Wednesday, but really Saturday would be the only day we would do weddings.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. More questions to council?
If not, do you have anyone else that would like to speak for you, or you finished your presentation?
I'm done.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today, you can have a seat, that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application, sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Ken Bach, and I'm a CEO of CHEER. We own the Milton CHEER Center, located also on Route 16 there. Our concern also has to do with parking. We're an event venue also. We host a number of events. We do weddings, wedding receptions there on the weekends also, at which time we need to use and have access to our full parking lot to support the size of the events. The concern that we had is that looking at a potential for up to 50 cars parking at the proposed site here, we understood originally and perhaps incorrectly that there wasn't going to be parking on site for those cars, and we're concerned that as much as more than 30% of our total capacity could be consumed by events at this other location during the same time we would be having comparable kinds of hosting comparable kind of events at the Cheer Center. So our concern was just that the that we were able to preserve our capacity for parking, that it didn't impinge upon our ability to satisfy our guests at our site when we're doing events there.
Okay.
So thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council can decide if they want to close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, with a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.6408 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton, you're up.
I do not believe that I have enough information on the parking. When we originally talked, when I originally looked at this application, I wholeheartedly agreed with planning and zoning on parking across the street. So I'm glad that it's that the applicant has seen the light to come over to this side, but I just don't, there's just too many wild cards to figure out if it works. And my motion is for denial for those reasons and the one stated by planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I want this to happen for these people. I'm just very concerned about the parking and the safety. And that's the only reason I would not be for it. So I agree with Mr. Burke. I vote for denial.
Mr. Riley.
I echo Councilman Hudson's opinion there. And it's not clear to me that the parking layout is, I'd rather see a better presentation of the parking layout. And the concern of over safety issues is certainly prominent. And so for those reasons and the reasons cited by planning and zoning, I move to deny it.
Wilson.
Well, I vote to card way Mr. Burton's looked at it. I vote to deny it too.
I also I agree with Mr. Hudson and Mr. Riley. I think everybody up here, we'd like to see you succeed. But I think certainly the idea of parking across the street is, would be a no thing for me for sure. But I think that the layout of what you showed us, it doesn't show for a parking lane in there. It just shows these three cars and shows what size the spaces are. There's just too many questions. And for that and the reasons that PNC stated, I vote to deny. Motion to deny is passed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The next case is conditional use number 2166. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an application filed on behalf of Deborah Townsend. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office and business services and residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.58 acres, more or less, lying on the north side of Burbage Road, approximately 347 feet west of Roxana Road. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 226.01. The 911 address is 34745 Burbage Road, Frankfurt. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 28th of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record. At that time, they did defer for further consideration. At their April 11th meeting, they did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through H. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant or applicant's representative here? Come forward, please.
John. This is your district.
It says on here, your worship.
Yeah, it's yours.
It's mine.
Sure?
Yes.
That's your same question.
That's on the other side of the road.
Okay, you may go ahead and give your presentation.
My name's Deborah Townsend. I live in the yellow box there. To the left side of me is beach storage. There are 8 buildings holding hundreds and hundreds of storage units. Every 30 minutes on a given Saturday, you'll hear their fence go beep, beep, beep. Day and night, there is no restriction on that. My house is, there's 2 bedrooms on that one side, and there is no restriction to the noise and the lights of the neighboring side. So what I've done is I've taken those 2 bedrooms and I've turned them into a conference room and a business office and a bathroom, and I've segregated it from the other part of the house, and I will be a virtual office. So maybe there will be people there, but usually not, because most people are working, entrepreneurs are working now from their phones. So they might need my address, to which I will rent that to them. I will have a few, in fact, I have one already, a comprehensive client that not only uses my address, but I give him access to my office and my conference room 3 times a month.
Okay. Is there an existing entrance there, existing parking for those that do actually come?
Yes, you can see that my parking comes up through the front and goes all the way into the back.
Okay. Okay, any questions from the council?
Burton, is there, so you do, what is the parking that's required while we're on?
This would be for an office, so one for every 200 square feet of the floor area being used as the office. So it would be the conference room and the office space.
The driveway goes from the road all the way there, turns right, comes up through the back.
But you'd still have to do the handicap parking and all that.
Yeah, for ADA compliance, I believe there would have to be at least 1 handicap parking space.
Okay.
All right, so you have to prepare a site plan and, you know, right?
Yes, if you so choose, then it would go through the site plan process and you would just contact the planning office and we would help you move through that process.
Okay.
Which would show the number of parking lots and where the handicap is.
Okay.
No problem. Anything else, council?
Janelle, could you possibly read those conditions?
Sure. Give me just a minute. The condition is that the use shall be, A, was the use shall be limited to professional offices, business services, and residents. B, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the existing structure and will be renovated by the applicant while maintaining its residential appearance. C, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. through until 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. D, any dumpsters shall be located on to the rear of the property and screened from view of the neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements concerning entrance traffic and roadway improvements. F, all exterior lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties and roadways. G, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the property, though the sign shall not be larger than 32 square feet per side. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you.
Could I get a copy of that?
If it's approved, you will get a copy of that.
Yes.
Okay. Questions of the council?
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? You may have a seat,
you
ma'am.
You have a seat, ma'am.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office and business services and residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.58 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through H as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Hudson, you're first.
Mr. President, for the reasons and conditions given by PNZ, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning and the conditions, I vote yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes on PNZ recommendations.
Burton.
My recommendation is yes for planning and zoning's recommendations.
based on planning and zoning, is there a reason for applications? I also vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next case is change of zone number 1868. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This was submitted on behalf of Ronald Naney. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5588 acres, more or less, lying on the west side of Harbison Road, approximately 0.21 mile north of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 10.02. The 911 address is 18490 Harbison Road, Milton. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 28th. At that time, a number of items, including some comments and from agencies, were submitted into the record. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their April 11th meeting, they did recommend denial of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 6. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, is either the applicant or the applicant's representative here today? Is the applicant or the applicant's representative here? Mr. President, it appears that there is no one here for the applicant or an applicant's representative. We could call this again after the next hearing, and if no one here at that point, could read the short title at that point.
Sure. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Then the next case that would be on the agenda would be change of zone number 1869. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is a change of zone filed on behalf of WMF Watercraft and Marine. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a C3 Heavy Commercial District for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.194 acres, more or less, lying on the southwest side of Oak Orchard Road, approximately 551 feet north of River Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 34.08, Parcel 45. The 911 address is 32676 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. Staff note, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 28th of this year. At that time, a number of items, including comments from a number of agencies, were submitted into the record. And an exhibit booklet was also submitted into the record and was made part of that. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At their April 11th meeting, the Planning Commission did recommend approval of the change of zone for reasons 1 through 6. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members. Ow. Got a little shock coming up here.
Really?
I needed that.
You seen that for sure.
You did that on purpose. Do you have a button under there? Just a little shock.
Keep your finger on the button.
Yeah,
like
that's right.
Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard Stevens and Shop, and I represent WMF Watercraft and Marine. William Ferensky is right here. You all know Ring Larder with DBF. This is down. Do we have it up yet?
Yes, you do.
That's our
fish.
Okay. It's on GR.
You head down Oak Orchard Road before you hit the water, right past the fire station on the right is Mr. Frensky's business. He also has a retail, he's one of the larger sales of pontoon boats in this whole area. And his sales office is up on 24. This parcel has been used for service and storage of boats. That tax map yellow outline is not correct. As you can see, it looks like in the back of their boats, and that's definitely not correct. We've sort of established that last time. It's a little off. Sometimes those tax maps are off, but that one's kind of look significantly off. We're here today to ask for a change of zone from GR to C3. The applicant does not plan to change the use, just wants it zoned for what it has been for 30 years. You have an exhibit book that was handed to Planning Commission, and you should have copies to it. In that, perhaps the most significant document, I think it's in tab 4, is a conditional use that was granted. I'm sorry, it's tab 3. A conditional use that was granted in 1977. Chairman Workman, Councilman Hill, Benson, Cannon, and Cole approved the use for boat sales, service, and storage. So it's been continually used as this since that time. It was Mr. Satterfield at the time. The property is 1.19 acres, west side of Oak Orchard Road, a few blocks from Indian River, currently being used, as I said, for the purpose that it's been used for over the last, now 40-plus years. To the east side of Oak Orchard Road is predominantly zoned commercial. Directly across the street from WMF Parts is the parts department with some storage. To the north is the fire station. I should point out that the C3 purpose of C3 includes boat sales, rental, and major repair facilities. One might ask, or you may ask, well, if it's been used this, you got a conditional use to do with this, why you want to do it? Well, it's to bring it up consistent with what's around there, but there are also financing aspects of it that could help him as far as his business is concerned to have it zoned what it should be. You know, banks like to see that. It's an environmentally sensitive developing district which calls for mixed use, like commercial or convenience. This clearly is an industry, if you'll call it, a commercial activity that serves the residents and visitors of this area. There was no TIS requested. The sewer is available. Water is tide water. And I already pointed out the conditional use that's been in place for decades now. Your director did a memorandum dated March 21st saying that this change of zone could be considered consistent with the land use area zoning. That's usually how she ends those when she thinks it's okay. The Planning Commission, she should be a lawyer, right?
Get that button going again, Mike.
The Planning Commission did hear it in late March on April 11th. They approved it with conditions. You can't get what they did until the minutes are actually approved, but you can listen to the audio. If you listen to the audio, they would have said they approve it because the conditional use they point to, C3 allows boat service. There's other C1 in the area. They point to the fire company to the north. These are my notes, so they're hard to read. Oh, they point out there's water and sewer available. They're one of the conditions they said would be subject to final site plan approval. So we think it meets your code, and actually that's what they say too. It meets the purpose of the code, and which, as you know, for the zoning code, it's pretty broad, but it's to serve the welfare and the activity in the area, which we believe this does for all the reasons that are submitted in the booklet, as well as the reasons that the Planning Commission found that it is consistent with your code. So I have Mr. Frensky here. I'll call him up just to verify the record.
Wait, you touch it.
Be careful.
See if you touch that. See what happens.
See if it's just me.
Slower.
So you've heard my representations of counsel. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Okay. Very good.
That's all I got.
Any questions from counsel? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
You know, just make sure I'm right there. Everything across the street is already zoned commercial.
Correct. The red is commercial.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council.
Same,
I'm sorry.
Same zoning across the street.
Well, it's the C, probably commercial.
It's the C1. The C1 is now closed, so they're asking for the comparable, which is the C3.
Can you quickly review, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The other potential uses for that zone.
So the C3 is the most intense of the new commercial zoning districts. So it would allow for retail offices, it would allow for hotels, it would allow for agricultural uses, sale of rental of goods, merchandise, equipment, so gas station, convenience stores, manufacturing, which would be a winery or brewery, distillery under 7,500 square feet. It would allow for educational, cultural, religious, philanthropic, and social and fraternal uses, institutional, residential, residence, care, confinement, and medical facilities, transportation-related sales and services, storage and parking, public, semi-public utilities, emergencies, and those types of uses would all be a permitted use within the C3 zoning district.
Thanks.
More questions?
Wait, I just got a question.
Mr. Burke?
So hotels are in that?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to put a hotel, that would be the zoning that they would...
That would be one of the zonings that they could use for a hotel.
Any more questions of council? Okay, we'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.194 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
For reasons of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
I think that this property has been used like this for a long time, and this seems to make sense. So given the reasons of planning and zoning, my motion is in favor.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, we did
put a brew pub in the back.
Yes, we did have the one matter that we did pass on.
The change of zone 1868.
Staff would note that we have tried to reach out to the applicant and we have not been successful.
Okay. Then they're not here. We have no option but to.
We can. Although we do have the information that was in the record that was given at the planning and zoning hearing, that was a recommendation of denial. There was no additional information given today. So what we've done in the past, I would read the short title and then you would vote at that point.
And also I might add, they do have an ability, if for some reason they contact Janelle and show there was a emergency that came up, whatever, they can come back and before us. And
correct.
They haven't got to wait that whole time frame.
No.
Correct.
So that's for public record. Well, there's nobody here to testify.
No.
So obviously, we'll just let you read a short title, I guess.
Okay, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5588 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Burton.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning and the fact that there was no applicant here, my motion is to agree with planning and zoning's recommendation and vote for denial.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with the P&Z's recommendations. I vote for denial.
Mr. Riley.
For the reason cited by planning and zoning and the fact that no one is here, I would vote for denial.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote denial of a dog culture.
Okay.
P&Z.
Sure. Yes. But also with P&Z's recommendation and the fact that there's nobody here to testify to add to the record, I will vote to denial. So the motion denies carried. And then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.